Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to Winning Every Day, your daily source of inspiration and strength for living the victorious life God has designed for you. It's such a joy to be with you today, wherever you're listening from. Maybe you are just waking up, taking your morning walk, or just getting ready for the day. I want you to pause for a moment, breathe deeply, and open your heart, because today's devotional is a beautiful reminder that God is not far away. He's right here in your everyday life. Our topic today is seeing God in everyday life. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 1 verse 20, which says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, be seen, be understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Let me begin with a true story I came across recently. A woman named Nancy wrote about a day when everything seemed to go wrong. She missed her train, spilled her coffee, and arrived late for work. Frustrated and overwhelmed, she decided to take a walk during her lunch break to clear her head. As she sat on a park bench, she noticed a little boy chasing a butterfly, laughing, carefree, completely lost in the beauty of that moment. Something stirred in her heart. She wrote, "That was the first time I realized how blind I'd been to the beauty around me. God had been showing up in little ways every day, but I was too busy to see him." How often do we, like Nancy, rush through our days without noticing God's fingerprints all around us? Have you ever paused to see God in a sunrise, in the laughter of a child, in the kindness of a stranger, or even in the strength that gets you through a tough day? Could it be that we are surrounded by miracles, but we call them ordinary? The Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Every sunrise is a reminder that his mercy is new every morning. Every breath we take is evidence of his sustaining grace. But you see, sometimes life gets noisy. We're busy, stressed, and distracted, and that's when we begin to feel like God is far away. Yet he's not. God is present in the little moments. The smile of a friend, the unexpected favor, the peace you feel when you pray, even the gentle nudge in your heart that says, "Keep going, I'm with you." So, let me ask you, when last did you really stop to notice God in your everyday life? Maybe you've been praying for a big miracle, but can I remind you of something? The God who parts the Red Sea is also the God who paints the sky at sunset, just for you to see his glory. Don't wait for something extraordinary before you thank him. Gratitude opens your eyes to God's presence. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." When you choose gratitude, you begin to see God's hand even in the smallest details of your life. Maybe today you woke up feeling tired, or you're wondering, "God, where are you in all this?" Let me encourage you, he's closer than you think. When you see that unexpected text of encouragement, that's God. When you find strength to keep going despite the storm, that's God. When your child hugs you tight or you hear that inner whisper, "It will be okay," yes, that's God too. God is in your ordinary days. He is in the now. I want you to take a few seconds and think, where have you seen God in your life this week? Maybe in answered prayers. Maybe in protection you didn't even notice. Maybe in peace that didn't make sense. Take a deep breath right where you are and say, "Lord, thank you for being with me, even when I don't see it." Here's your action point for the day. Today, slow down and look for God in three simple moments. 1. When you wake up, thank him for breath. 2. When you step outside, notice his creation. 3. When you talk to someone, listen for his love in that conversation. If you do this, you'll begin to see that life is never ordinary when you walk with an extraordinary God. Now, let's make today's confession of faith together. Say it boldly. Today, I choose to see God in everything I do. My eyes are open to His goodness. My heart is filled with gratitude. I walk with joy, peace, and faith, knowing that God is with me every step of the way. I am blessed and I am favored in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us in every season of life. Open our eyes to see your hand at work in the small and big moments of today. Let gratitude fill our hearts, and may we reflect your love everywhere we go. Bless everyone listening right now, in their work, in their home, in their journey today. Let them feel your presence and know you are near. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a loved one, or someone who needs a little reminder that God is closer than they think. Until next time, keep seeing God in your everyday life. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.